Yeah. Hello, I'm returning your call back from customer support. How can I help you?
Hi, customer support from where are you
We a
calling
third
from?
party call, so we just assist with different products.
Okay, well, I don't know. Someone, you guys used my card and charged it when you were supposed to be charged because the item. The ad said free. You won because of being a good customer with AT&T. So I guess that's just your gimmick because it said you have two left. Then I got another text late yesterday saying you had 12 iPads left or something. But anyway, I've already filed a claim against the company. Even though it's only $7, you can't charge people's card without their permission. You know, you said no charge. If you said it was a shipping fee, then I would understand that. It didn't. So anyway, I've canceled that card out. So whatever they need are going to try to do in the future is not going to happen.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Paula Hunter.
Okay, and can you verify the address for me?
211 San Carlos Way, Unit 34, Stockton, California, 95207.
Yes, ma'am, because I see you ordered the tablet. You pay for shipping and handling for $7.95.
But it didn't say that. It said it was free. So and I don't know if that's a one-time fee. You guys gonna take out the $7? Had I known it was going to charge me for the shipping, then I would understand that. But
That
it
was
didn't.
for the shipping, the $7.95.
You didn't hear what I just said. I just said it didn't say it was going to take out for shipping and handling. Had the ad said that, then I would know that that's what that's for. But it didn't. So that's why when the lady just told me, radio something something, then I thought about, oh, I ordered this iPad, but it didn't say anything about charging you for shipping and handling. But that's fine. So because see, you got companies like this take out $7 this time, next month it'll be something else and something else, you know, a one-time fee for shipping and handling, I could go with that. You know, but I can't go with continuously every month. That's why I don't like to do over the phone transactions with my card, because there's always a problem, always. So I'll let the company know. You guys keep that $7.95 or whatever it was, but in the future you guys need to put that ad and say, you know, the pad iPad you won free. But there will be a shipping and handling charge.
Yes, ma'am, your account has been canceled.
So it's been canceled and what?
It has been canceled. You won't
Okay,
get charged again.
so why would I get charged again?
I'm saying
So
your
is it
account has been canceled, ma'am.
okay for? You
For the
mean for
tablet.
how are you gonna cancel for the tablet when you already took the money out?
For future charges, your account has been canceled.
The future. So you mean to tell me they was gonna take more money out?
Yes, ma'am.
How much more was they gonna take out?
Okay, you on the membership, so it's gonna bill you $49 for that tablet.
What? Why did? Okay, but nowhere. I took pictures of the ad. I have it in my phone, and nowhere in there does it say, you know, they're gonna charge you $49. Not a dollar. Not even a penny. So now you telling me in future, so that meant it was gonna still keep taking money out of my card. That is horrible. That's horrible. The gimmicks that people play. Just say that, you know, the tablet cost $49, which is not a bad thing, and I could have went for that. But when you do it in a way that I don't know, like you said, the $7.95, that's one choice. So what, next month they was gonna take out $49?
Yes, ma'am.
And they don't tell you nothing. I mean, really? Thank you.